So just one ha'ara before we start the next Mishnah. And that is, so the Gemara is darshaning the halacha of the isha, grusha me'isha, lo yikachu. There's a fascinating tshuva in Tshuva Chassam Sofer. It's an Ebn Ezer, it's chelik beis, it's simin kuf ayin dalet. It's in the middle of a tshuva, and he brings a maisa shahoya kachoya. V'yan, ki adover tzorech k'tzas li'inyin shel maila, Gamkein, being that what I'm about to tell you has a little bit of a shaykh, says the Chassam Sofer, to what we've been discussing in this tshuva, asapra, I'm going to tell you a story. He says, k'moyze kama shonim sh'avru, many years ago, hoya be'eretz Italia, in Italy, there was a woman, she was a gvira ashira, nisis le'echad she'koyfam lahoytzi l'teves ha'isha, and she was married to someone that it wasn't in her benefit to be married to this person, and she tried getting a get, he didn't want to give her a get, she was a very wealthy woman, eventually, they were able to give him enough shoychad, they incentivized him financially, he ended up giving her a get. Okay, so now she was divorced, and she was free to get married. So they were reading her shidduchim, and they read her a shidduch, someone, very, very fine gentleman, very positive a shidduch. There was one problem. The problem was he was a kayin. She was a grusha. Because she was a grusha, since she wasn't allowed to marry this person. So she didn't know what to do, so she went and she asked shaylas. The story happened in Wien, and she was handling there with these, Chassam Sofer refers to them as the quote-unquote philosophers, some of the maskilim, and there was a whole nice say over there, whether or not she should be able to marry this person. And one of these chachamim came up with a patent. He said, I think she's allowed to. He says, why? Because it says in the Torah, the isha, grusha me'isha, lo yikachu. A kohen's not allowed to marry a woman if she's a grusha me'isha. If her husband divorced her. But in this case, the husband didn't divorce her. She was the one that divorced the husband. And because she was the one that divorced the husband, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. And he said a shtickle of svara. He said a woman that was divorced by her husband. So it's a shtickle of bizayin. And that's why a kayin, v'kidashta, you should have married this woman. But if she's the one that divorced her husband, adarabba, it's a chshivas. And therefore, there's no question in the world that the kayin shouldn't be able to marry her. This is what one of these philosophers said. So the Chassam Sofer brings in the tshuva, that there was a person there, the zocher latoiv. He says, even though it sounds like this person was a balavera, a bezocha latoif for this one thing that he said. He said he came, and he came with a whole argument. He said, it can't be that way. He says, what do you mean? There's no makar to that in Chazal, and it's something that's completely wrong. They said, okay, Chazal, shkoyach. We know the Chazal didn't agree with this. Who's rechning zich with Chazal? We have our own nusach, and our own version of Yiddishkeit, and our version of Yiddishkeit. It's a very good drasha. And if that's the case, it's mistaber that maybe the Chachamim, the Tzedukim once upon a time, the Baisusim probably would have liked this var. And Al Kabanim, that was saying a good shtickle taina. So he told them, he says, there's one problem. He said, because if this is the way you're going to go, and you want to tell me now that you want to go with the Pshutei Shal Mikra, and you want to machav ektivrei Chazal, then I have a little bit of an issue. You know why? Because if you look in the parish of Gerishin in the Torah, the Iker parish of Gerishin, the Haktamah to Mesach des Gittin. So the Pasuk in parish of Kiseit say, Ki yikach ish isha uva'awa. The same pasuk. V'hoyim loisim tzachem be'enav. In the event that she won't be noisachem be'enav, ki matzo ba'ervas davar, shamay b'sul, Rabbi Akiva, what that means, v'kosav la'sefer k'risos, v'nosim b'yada, v'shulcham ibeisa. If the Ishachron is going to be in the same situation, he's not either going to like her. Again, etc. Twice the Torah mentions Gerishin. And both times, what does the Torah say? Why did this man divorce his wife? Because she wasn't noisachem by him. The Isha Acharon didn't like her, and as a result, he gave her a get. He said, "B'chura, based on the Pshuta Yishal Mikra in the Pasuk, the only time a man can divorce his wife is if she's not noisachem by him. If it's Usneyo Isha Acharon. However, if it's Vaked, he's not noisachem by her, this Yid, who Zachar Latoif, said the Chayr the get wouldn't be Chal. So what's Pshat the get's Chal? Because it was a Messiah from Chazal. Chazal had a Messiah that it's Lav Dafka. So he said, if you're going to go with Chazal's Messiah, then you have to go with this. This is also Lav Dafka. The Chassam Sofer had such hanah from this that he tells over the story to the Shoyl. He brings it in a tshuva. He's Zachar Latoif, this person. And he says, this was the tshuva hanitzachas that he was able to tell her. And like this, he was able to prevent his lashon, a grusha for marrying a kohen, which would be marba chalol and be Yisrael, mamish dvarim neflon. Then the Chassam Sofer says a whole nother chap as it relates to this whole shmuz ayin sham. It's an Eben Ezer chelik beis simen kuf ayin dalet of adrasha of us is tucked away in a Chassam Sofer from this yid, this philosopher who was living in Wien in the early 1800s, the advarim atikin.